Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Anna Palmer. That was a big win yesterday for House Republicans. But don't get too comfy. December is going to be really brutal. There are spending caps to deal with, government funding that must be passed, and potentially a deal to deal with the expiration of DACA. There also might be action to prop up the health care law. And now, we hear that the debt ceiling could be part of the mix in the final month of the year as well. It's not clear to anyone what form this will take. Basically, what we're trying to tell you is, don't make Christmas plans that you absolutely cannot cancel.
Here's the tax reform timeline. The Senate Finance Committee approved their overhaul of the tax code along party lines last night. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to put it on the floor after Thanksgiving. Coincidentally, last night was Tax Prom, an annual get-together of all the tax policy wonks in town. Mike Pence went.
President Donald Trump was tweeting about Senator Al Franken last night. He tweeted, "The Al Frankenstein picture is really bad. Speaks a thousand words. Where do his hands go in pictures 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 while she sleeps?" He also tweeted, "And to think that just last week he was lecturing anyone who would listen about sexual harassment and respect for women. Leslie Stahl tape?" The Washington Post writes that Trump is referring to a New York Magazine story about a Saturday Night Live writers' discussion where Franken suggested a joke about raping 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl. It's worth noting, Trump still has not weighed in on the allegations against Roy Moore.
Politico's reporting that the White House is seeking at least $44 billion in a third disaster relief request to help Texas, Puerto Rico, and Florida. Our colleagues have a piece up about how Capitol Hill is consumed with the sexual harassment issue. The New York Times has a piece up about Senator Kirsten Gillibrand saying Bill Clinton should have resigned over his affair with Monica Lewinsky 2 decades ago. Our colleagues Matt Dixon and Mark Caputo have a piece about the Florida Democratic Party chair apologizing after 6 women complained of demeaning behavior.
John Bresnahan reports that Senator Bob Menendez may have gotten a mistrial in his bribery and corruption case, but he now is facing a Senate ethics probe. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that special counsel Robert Mueller has issued a subpoena for Russia-related documents from Trump campaign officials. And CNBC has a report up that Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak said on Wednesday that it would take him more than 20 minutes to name all of the Trump officials he met with or spoke to on the phone. And Bloomberg has a piece up on how Paul Manafort reported making $5.4 million in payments for work on his Hamptons house when the costs were estimated at $1.2 million.
Jared Kushner forgot to send over emails to the Senate Judiciary Committee dealing with WikiLeaks in Russia. Josh Dossi has a big piece from Trenton about Chris Christie's legacy with what is the longest interview Chris Christie has given in years.
In the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Matt Bravo, floor director to House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, is joining the S3 group. Kimberly Fritz, former Podesta Group CEO, has started her own lobbying firm after negotiations with Tony Podesta to turn over control of the lobbying shop broke down. And Fifth Harmony, the music group, will headline the annual holiday charity benefit December 12th at the 9:30 Club, co-hosted by Musicians on Call, RIAA, and Spotify. Chicago-based DJ Jersey will be the opening act. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.